Al-Baqarah, the cow. Alif Lam Mim. I am Allah, the All-Knowing. This is the only perfect book, wanting in naught, containing nothing doubtful, harmful, or destructive. There is no false charge in it. It is a guidance for those who guard against evil. Those who believe in the existence of hidden realities, that which is beyond the reach of human perception and ordinary cognizance, and who observe the prayer and spend on others out of that which we have provided for them, and who also believe in that message which has been revealed to you, and in that which had been revealed before you, and who have firm faith in the hereafter. It is they who follow the guidance from their Lord, and it is they alone who are successful in attaining their object in this life and in the hereafter. As for those who are bent upon denying the truth, they would not believe because it is all the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them, with the result that Allah has set a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, and on their eyes is a covering, and a mighty punishment awaits them. There are some people who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," while they are no believers at all. They abandon Allah and those who believe, but they, as a matter of fact, only deprive themselves of the blessings of God, and they do not perceive it. In their hearts was a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. A woeful punishment awaits them because of their persistent lies. When it is said to them, "Do not disturb the peace of the land," they say, "We are simply setting things right." Beware, they alone are the peace breakers, but they do not perceive its evil consequences. And when it is said to them, "Believe as other people believed," they say, "Shall we believe as the weak-minded have believed?" Beware, it is they only who are weak-minded, but they do not know. And when they meet those who have believed, they say, "We too have believed." But when they are alone with their ringleaders, they say, "We are in reality with you. We were simply making light of them." Allah will bring down disgrace upon them and will let them continue in their ways of transgression. They are blindly wandering. It is they who have preferred misguidance to guidance, but their bargain has fetched no profit, nor are they rightly guided. Their case is like the case of a person who kindled a fire in darkness, but no sooner did it light up their surroundings than Allah took away their light and left them in different kinds of darkness, in a state in which they could see nothing. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. Or the case of some of the hypocrites is like the case of those who are hit by heavy downpour from the clouds, wherein there are different kinds of darkness, thunder, and lightning. They plug their ears with their fingers against the thunderclaps, fearing death, and Allah encompasses the disbelievers to punish them. The lightning, being so intensely dazzling, may well nigh snatch away their sight. As often as it flashes for them, they walk, and when it darkens against them, they come to a halt. Indeed, if Allah had so willed, He would have taken away their hearing and their sight. Allah is indeed the possessor of power to do all that He will. O people, worship your Lord who has created you, as well as those before you, that you might be secure against all sorts of calamities. It is He who made for you the earth a resting place, and the heaven an edifice for protection, and caused water to pour down from the clouds. Then He brought forth therewith a great variety of fruit for your sustenance, Therefore do not set up compeers to Allah while you are people of knowledge. And if you have any doubt as to the truthfulness of the Quran, which we have revealed to our servant from time to time, produce a single surah like any of the chapters of this, summoning to your assistance all your helpers that you have beside Allah, if you are truthful in your doubts. But if you fail to do so, and never shall you do it, then guard against the fire, the fuel of which will be human beings and stones. It is prepared for the disbelievers. And give good tidings to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, that there await them gardens from beneath which the streams flow. Every time they are given any kind of fruit from them to eat, they will say, "This is the same we were given before." They will be given it in perfect semblance to their deeds. They shall have therein companions purified, and will abide therein forever. Indeed, Allah does not disdain to cite a parable of a thing even as small as a gnat, or of something smaller than that. Be it as it may, those who have believed know that this is a true parable from their Lord. As for those who disbelieve, they say, "What could Allah mean by citing such a parable? Many does he adjudge to be erring because of these parables, and many does he guide through them. Yet it is only the transgressors whom he adjudges to be erring because of them. Transgressors are the people who break the covenant with Allah after its solemn binding, and sever the ties which Allah has bidden to be joined, and create disorder in the land. It is they who are the losers. O people, how can you deny Allah? When you were without life, he gave you life. Then he will cause you to die, and again raise you to life, and you shall be made to return to him. It is he who created for your benefit all that is in the earth. Moreover, he turned himself towards the space and fashioned seven perfect heavens. He has full knowledge of all things. And recall when your Lord said to the angels, "I am, according to my usual practice, going to appoint a supreme religious head in the land to convey my message to human beings and to execute my will in the universe." They said, "Will you create also therein such people as will cause disorder in it and shed blood while we already glorify you with your true praise and extol your holiness?" He, God, answered, "I know that which you do not know." And he taught Adam the names, all of them. Then he presented the objects of these names to the angels and said, "Tell me the names of these things if what you say is right." They said, "Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except that which you have given us. You indeed, only you are the all-knowing, the all-wise." He said, "Adam, tell them their names." So when he had told them their names, he said, "Did I not tell you that indeed I know the hidden realities of the heavens and of the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal?" And recall when we said to the angels, "Make obeisance to Adam." So they obeyed, except Iblis. He refused stubbornly and waxed proud, and he was already one of the disbelievers. And we said, "O Adam, dwell you and your wife in this garden and eat freely and plentifully from it as you will. But you shall not go near this tree, lest you should be of the unjust." After some time, the Satan caused them both to slip from this, and thus brought them out of the happy state which they were in. And we said to them, "Go forth. Some of you are enemies of others, and for you there is a sojourn in this land and a provision for a time." After that, Adam received from his Lord certain useful commandments, and he turned to him with mercy. He indeed is oft returning with compassion, the ever merciful. We said, go forth from this state, all of you, and when there comes to you a guidance from me, then those who follow my guidance shall have nothing to fear and nothing to grieve at. And those who disbelieve and belie our messages shall be the inmates of the fire. There they shall abide for long. O children of Israel, remember my blessings which I bestowed upon you and fulfill the covenant you made with me. I shall fulfill the covenant I made with you, and me alone you should hold in awe. And believe in what I have revealed now, confirming the prophecies of the scripture which are already with you, and do not be the first to deny it, neither take a paltry price for my messages, and me alone you should take as a shield for protection. Do not confound the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth knowingly. And observe prayer, present zakat, and devote yourselves to the service of one God, along with those who are wholly devoted to the service of one God. How is it that you enjoin others to do good and neglect your own selves while you recite the scripture? Do you not even after reading the scripture abstain from evils? Seek God's help through perfect perseverance and prayer. And this is indeed a very hard thing except for those who are humble, who know for certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to him. O children of Israel, remember my blessings which I bestowed upon you and that I exalted you above your contemporaries. And guard yourself against the agony of the day when no human being shall avail another in any way, nor an intercession be accepted on anyone's behalf, nor any compensation be taken from them, nor will they be helped. And recall when we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, who subjected you to the worst torment. They went on slaying your sons and sparing your women. And indeed, that was a great ordeal from your Lord. And when we parted the sea for you, and rescued you, and drowned the people of Pharaoh while you were beholding. And when we made an appointment with Moses, that of spending 40 nights on Mount Sinai, then you took to worship the golden calf in his absence, and you were transgressors in doing so. Yet we pardoned you after that, so that you might give thanks. And recall when we gave Moses the scripture and the discrimination, so that you might be guided aright. And when Moses said to his people, O my people, you have indeed done injustice to your own selves by your taking to the worship of the calf, so you had better turn penitently to your Creator, who gradually evolves you in your being, and kill your ringleaders. That indeed will be best for you in the sight of your Creator. Since you did as you were told, he turned towards you with compassion. Verily, he alone is the oft returning with compassion, and is the ever merciful. And when you had said, O Moses, we shall by no means believe you unless we see Allah openly face to face. Thereupon the thunderbolt of punishment overtook you, and you were beholding the consequences of your conduct. Then we raised you up after your death-like stupor, so that you might give thanks. Then we outspread the cloud to be a shade over you, and we supplied you manna and quails, saying, Eat of the good things we have provided you. They disobeyed, and by so doing did us no harm, but it is to their own selves that they had been doing harm. And when we said, enter this near at hand township and eat from it as you wish freely and enter the gate submissively and go on praying, O Lord, relieve us of the burden of our faults. We shall then protect you against the evil consequences of your faults, and we shall multiply the rewards of those who do good to others. But those who were bent on doing wrong gave a different version to the order that was given them, and thus acted contrary to the divine will. So we sent down upon those who did wrong a pestilence from heaven, because they had been transgressing persistently. And recall the time when Moses prayed for water for his people, and we said to him, Go with your people and smite that particular rock with your staff. So when he did so, there gushed forth from it 12 springs, so that every tribe came to know of its drinking place. We said, Eat and drink of sustenance provided by Allah, and commit not transgression in the land like peacebreakers. And when you said, Moses, we are weary of one kind of food, so we will not at all remain content with one and the same food. Pray therefore to your Lord for us that he may bring forth for us some of that which the earth produces, of its vegetables, of its cucumbers, its corn, its lentils, and its onions. He, God, said, Would you take in exchange that which is inferior for that which is superior? If this is so, then go to some town, and you will certainly have there all that you have demanded. And lo, it so happened that they were smitten with abasement and destitution, and they incurred the displeasure of Allah. That was because they denied the messages of Allah and sought to kill his prophets unjustly, and that was because they disobeyed and had been transgressing. Surely those who profess to believe in Islam, and those who follow the Jewish faith, the Christians, and the Sabians, whosoever of these truly believes in Allah in the last day, and acts righteously, shall have their reward with their Lord, and shall have nothing to fear, nor shall they grieve. And recall, O children of Israel, when we took a covenant from you, and it was the time when you were at the foot of Sinai, with the summits of the mount towering above you, saying, Hold fast to what we have given you, and bear in mind that which is in it, so that you may guard against evil. Then even after that you went back upon your covenant. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy upon you, you would have certainly been of the losers. And indeed you have come to know the end of those of you who transgressed regarding the Sabbath. Thereupon we said to them, Be you as apes, despised. Thus we made this incident an example to learn a lesson from, for those present at the time of its occurrence, and also for those who came after it, and an admonition to all those who guard against evil. Recall when Moses said to his people for their own good, Verily Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. They said, Do you make a mockery of us? He said, I seek refuge with Allah from being one of the ignorant. They said, Pray for us to your Lord to make clear to us what kind of a cow it is. He replied, Says he, It indeed is a cow, neither too old nor too young, but of middle age, in between. Now do as you are commanded. They said, Pray for us to your Lord to make clear to us of what color it is. He replied, Says he, It is a cow, fawn of color, is intensely rich in tone, very pleasing to the beholders. They said, Pray for us to your Lord to make clear to us what it, this cow in question, is, definitely like, for all such cows are much alike to us, and we shall indeed, if Allah will, be guided to the right goal. He said, He, God says, it is indeed a cow neither broken in to plow the land nor to water the tillage, perfectly sound without any blemish, no spot on her. They said, Now you have after all brought the exact truth. So they slaughtered her, though they had no mind to do it. And recall also, when you had nearly killed a man, then you differed among yourselves respecting it, and Allah will bring to light that which you had been hiding. So we said, Judge it in the context of its other circumstances. That is how Allah brings the dead to life, and He shows you His signs so that you may refrain from evil. Then your hearts hardened after that, so that they were hard like rocks, or harder still. For there are rocks out of which streams come gushing forth, and there are some others out of which some water comes forth when they split asunder. And indeed, there are some hearts that humble themselves for awe of Allah. And Allah is not at all unmindful as to what you do. Do you, O Muslims, expect that they will believe you while you see there are some of them who hear the word of Allah and then tamper with it after having fully understood it, and they know that this way of theirs is wrong? And when they meet those who believe, they say, We too have believed. But when they go apart one with another, they say, Do you inform them what Allah has disclosed to you, that they thereby, availing themselves of it, may prevail upon you in argumentation on the authority of your Lord? Will you not then use your reasoning power? Do they not know that Allah knows all they conceal and all that they make known? And some among them are illiterate, who do not know the scripture except cramming it up, and are doing nothing but making conjectures. Woe therefore to those who write the scripture with their own hands, and then say, This is from Allah. They do so that they may thereby acquire some paltry gains. Woe to them for what their hands have written, to give them out as word of God. Again we say, Woe to them for what they do of evil deed. In spite of their evil doings, they say, The fire of punishment shall not touch us except for a few days. Say, Have you taken a promise for unconditional salvation from Allah? If you have, then Allah will never go back upon His promise. But is it not a fact that you attribute to Allah things you do not know? The truth is that those who do evil and who are encompassed by their sins are the inmates of the fire, and therein they shall abide for long. But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, it is they who are the owners of paradise. Therein they shall abide forever. And recall when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, You shall worship none except Allah, and do good to your parents, and to the near of kin, and the orphans, and the poor as well. And you shall speak kindly to all people, and observe prayer, and present purifying alms. But afterwards, you all turned away and broke your covenant, except a few of you. And you are averse to guidance and ways of virtue. And recall when we took a covenant from you, You shall not shed each other's blood, and you shall not expel your people from your homes. Then you confirmed it, promising to abide by it, and you witnessed the covenant. Yet you are the very people who, violating the terms of the covenant, slay your own people and expel a section from among you from their homes, backing up one another against them sinfully and transgressingly. And if they come to you as captives, seeking your help, you ransom them, while their very expulsion was forbidden to you. Do you believe only in a part of the scripture, while a part you deny? What is the recompense of those among you who act like that, except disgrace in this life? And on the day of resurrection, they shall be given over to the severest chastisement. And Allah is not at all unmindful as to what you do. It is they who have taken the present life in preference to the hereafter. Therefore, the agony shall not be reduced for them, nor shall they be helped in any other way. Indeed, we gave Moses the scripture and sent messengers after him in successive series. We also gave Jesus, son of Mary, clear arguments and strengthened him with the blessed word of God. Is it not then unjust on your part that whenever a messenger came to you, O Jews, with that teaching which did not suit your fancies, you behaved arrogantly? You belied some messengers, while others you seek to kill even now. They said, "Our hearts are storehouses of knowledge, so that we stand in no need of further teaching." Rather, Allah has deprived them of His mercy for their disbelief, with the result that little they believe. And now, when there has come to them the glorious book from Allah, fulfilling that prophecy which is already with them, and previous to that, they had been praying for victory over those who disbelieved. Yet, when that long-awaited prophet and the Quran came to them, which they recognized also to be the truth, they disbelieved in it. And because of this rejection, the disapproval of Allah is the due for the disbelievers. Evil is that thing they have sold themselves for, that they should reject that source of guidance which Allah has revealed, grudging that Allah should send down His grace on such of His servants as He pleases. Thus, they have incurred His displeasure after displeasure. There awaits these disbelievers a humiliating punishment. When it is said to them, "Believe in that which Allah has sent down," they say, "We believe only in that which has been sent down to us." And they deny everything other than that, and which has since been revealed, though it, the Quran, is the lasting truth and corroborates that which is already with them in their own scriptures. Say, "Why then did you seek to kill the prophets of Allah in former times if you were real believers? Moses did come to you with clear arguments, yet you took to the worship of the calf in his absence, and you were not justified in doing so. And recall when we took a covenant from you, while you had encamped at the foot of Sinai, with the summits of the mount towering above you, and we had said, 'Hold fast to that which we have given you and obey.' But those of you who were given this commandment said, 'We hear and we disobey.' Their hearts were, in fact, permeated with the love of the calf, due to their disbelief. Say, evil is the way to which your faith leads you if you are believers at all. Say, if the last abode with Allah is especially reserved for you, excluding all other people, then invoke death upon yourself, standing against the Prophet of Islam, if you are on the right. But never shall they invoke it on account of that which their own hands have sent before. Allah knows these wrongdoers very well. And you shall of course find them the greediest of all people for this base life, and even more greedy than those who set up equals to God. Each one of them would love to be granted a life of 1,000 years, yet his being spared for a long life shall, by no means, keep him away from the punishment. And Allah is watchful of all their doings. Say, he who is an enemy to Gabriel, because it is he who has brought down this Quran on your heart by the command of Allah, and which confirms the scriptures which preceded it, and it is a guidance and good tidings to the believers. Let him bear in mind that whoever is an enemy to Allah and his angels and his messengers and Gabriel and Michael, then of course Allah himself is an enemy to such disbelievers. And we indeed have sent down to you clear arguments which none but the disobedient reject. Is it not a fact that every time they made a covenant, some of them cast it away? Rather, most of them have no true faith. And now, when a great messenger has come to them from Allah, confirming that scripture which is with them, a party of those who were given the scripture cast away the book of Allah behind their backs as if they know it not. Moreover, they pursue the same tactics which the rebels had followed against the empire of Solomon. And it was not Solomon that had committed breach of faith, but it was the rebels that had committed breach of faith. They, the Jews of Medina, teach the people the modes of intriguing, and also pursue that which had once been revealed to the two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babylon. But these two would not teach anything to anyone without first declaring, "We are but a trial for you here. Do not therefore commit breach of faith." So they, the followers of Harut and Marut, learnt from them that teaching by which they made a distinction between man and his wife. Yet they would not harm anyone thereby, by their practice, save by the command of Allah. But these people are learning things that would harm them and do them no good. They do it even though they know that he who adopts this course will have no share of good in the hereafter. Indeed, evil is that thing which they have sold themselves for, had they but known this fact. And if these Jews had kept their faith and guarded against these evils, surely they would have received a better reward from Allah, had they but known it. O you who believe, say not while addressing the prophet, "Ra'inna," listen to us, a word used for showing disrespect for the person addressed. Rather say an equivocal phrase, "Unzurna," we beg your attention, and listen to him attentively, that you stand not in need of any such phrases that have double meanings, one in a good sense, the other in a bad one. Indeed, there awaits the disbelievers a grievous punishment. Neither those from among the people of the scripture who disbelieved, nor the polytheist, like that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord. But Allah singles out for his mercy whomsoever he wishes, and Allah is of abounding bounty. Whatever message we abrogate or abandon it, we bring a better message than that, or at least the like of it. Do you not know that Allah is indeed possessor of power to do all he will? Do you not know that to Allah alone belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and that you have, apart from Allah, neither a protecting friend nor a helper? Rather, you, Jews, like to question your messenger unduly, as Moses was questioned before. And he who adopts disbelief instead of belief had undoubtedly strayed from the straight direction of the path. Many of the people of the scripture would love to turn you back after your having believed into disbelievers out of selfish envy, and after the truth of this Quran has become apparent to them. But pardon them and overlook until Allah shall make manifest his will. Indeed, Allah is possessor of every power to do all he will. And observe the prayer and present the zakat, and whatever good you send forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. Verily, Allah is watchful of all that you do. And they, the Jews and the Christians, say respectively about themselves, None shall ever enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian. These are their wishful beliefs. Say, bring forth your vivid proof of what you state, if you are right. The truth of the matter is, whosoever submits himself entirely to Allah, and he is a doer of good to others, shall have his reward with his Lord. They shall have nothing to fear and nothing to grieve at. The Jews say, the Christians have no valid ground whatsoever for their belief. While the Christians assert, the Jews have no valid ground at all for their belief. While they both read the same scripture, exactly such ill-founded things say those who have no knowledge. But Allah shall judge between them on the day of resurrection with regard to all that about which they had been disagreeing. And who can be more unjust than those who prohibit the name of Allah from being extolled in any of his houses of worship and strive to ruin them? It was not proper for such ever to enter these places except in fear and awe. For them is disgrace in this world, and there awaits them a severe punishment in the hereafter. And to Allah belongs the east and the west. So whichsoever way you may turn, you will find there is Allah's attention. Surely Allah is all-pervading, all-knowing. Moreover, they, the unjust people, say, Allah has taken to himself a son. Glory be to him. Rather, all that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to him. All are obedient to him. God is the wonderful originator, without depending upon any matter or pattern of the heavens and the earth. And when he issues a decree, he does but say to it, be, and it comes to be. And those who do not know the wisdom implied in divine revelation say, why does not Allah himself speak to us or give us a convincing sign? That is exactly what their predecessors had said. Their hearts have become very much alike. We have certainly made our signs explicitly clear for a people who wish to be convinced. Verily, we have sent you to serve all their requirements as a bearer of good tidings and a warner, and you will not be called upon to account for the inmates of the flaming fire. And the Jews will never be pleased with you, nor the Christians, unless you follow their creed. Say, Allah's guidance is the only perfect and true guidance. If you were to follow their low desires, after there has come to you this perfect knowledge, you shall have from Allah neither a protecting friend nor any helper. They, the true Muslims to whom we have given the book, follow it as it deserves to be followed. It is they who truly believe in it, and whoso does not believe therein, these are they who are the utter losers. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I conferred upon you, and that I exalted you above all your contemporaries. And guard yourselves against the agony of the day, when no being shall avail another in any way, nor any compensation be accepted on anyone's behalf, nor any intercession shall be profitable to anyone, nor they shall be helped. Recall when his Lord put Abraham to test with certain commandments, so he carried them out. God said, verily, I will make you an imam, a religious leader, for the good of the people. Abraham said inquiringly, and from among my progeny, too, do you promise to raise leaders? God said, yes, but my covenant does not embrace the wrongdoers. And when we made the house, the Kaaba at Mecca, a frequent resort for people and a place of peace and security, and we commanded, take to yourselves the place of Abraham for a center, and face towards it during prayer. And we enjoined Abraham and Ismail, purify and clean my house for those who perform the circuit around it, and those who cleave to it for devotion, and for those who bow down before Allah and prostrate to him in prayer. And when Abraham said, praying, My Lord, make this, Mecca, a city of peace and provide its inhabitants, such of them who believe in Allah in the last day, with fruits. God said, And on him too who disbelieves, I will bestow favors for a little while. Then I will drive him to the punishment of the fire. What an evil end! And when Abraham raised the foundations of the house and Ismail with him, and they were praying, Our Lord, accept this service from us. You indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Our Lord, make us both submissive servants to you alone, and raise from our progeny a community submissive and preaching virtue and submissiveness to you, and show us our ways of worship and turn to us with mercy, for only you are the oft-returning with compassion, the ever-merciful. Our Lord, do raise among them a great messenger from among themselves, who may recite to them your messages and teach them the book and wisdom, and may purify them. You indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And who will show aversion to Abraham's creed except he who has befooled himself? We did make him our chosen one in this world, and surely he in the hereafter will surely be counted among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, Submit, he said, I have already submitted to the Lord of the worlds. The same faith did Abraham enjoin upon his sons, and so did Jacob, saying, My sons, surely Allah has chosen you for this faith. See that when you die, you are in a state of complete submission according to his will. Were you present when death visited Jacob, and when he said to his sons, What God will you worship after me? They replied, We will worship your God, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ismail, and Isaac, the only one God, and to him do we submit ourselves. This was a community preaching righteousness, which has passed away. For them is the fruit of what good deeds they performed, while for you is the reward of what noble deeds you perform. You will not be called upon to account for their deeds. And they, the Jews and the Christians respectively, said, Be Jews or be Christians, then you shall be on the right course. Say, Nay, but ours is the faith of Abraham, the upright, and he was not of the polytheists. Say, We believe in Allah, and in that which has been revealed to us. And what was revealed to Abraham and Ismail and Isaac and Jacob and his children, and what was given to Moses and Jesus, and we believe in what was given to all other prophets from their Lord. We, while believing in them, make no discrimination between any one of them. And to him do we submit ourselves entirely. Now if they believed, just as sincerely as you have believed in this Quran, then of course they are guided aright. But if they turn back, then they are only in schism and fighting against the truth. In that case, Allah will surely suffice you against them, for he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Assume the hues and the attributes of Allah. And who is fairer than Allah's hues and attributes? We are his worshippers ever. Say, do you dispute with us with regard to Allah, while he is our Lord and your Lord as well? We shall be judged by our deeds and you by your deeds, and to him alone are we sincerely devoted. Do you, O Jews and the Christians, say that Abraham, Ismail, Isaac, Jacob, and his children were Jews or Christians? Say, have you then greater knowledge, or is it Allah who knows better? And who is more unjust than he who conceals the testimony he has from Allah? And Allah is not at all unaware of what you do. These are a community preaching righteousness that have passed away. For them is the good fruit of what good deeds they performed, while for you is the reward of what good and noble deeds you perform, and you shall not be called to account for their deeds. The weak-minded among the people will say, what has made these Muslims turn from their first Qibla? The direction they were facing in their prayer, the holy place of worship at Jerusalem, to which they conformed so far. Say, to Allah belongs the east and the west. He guides him who wishes to be guided to the right path. And thus have we made you a nation exalted and justly balanced, so that you may be a guiding example for all people, and this perfect messenger of God may be a guiding example for you. And we did not make that which you would have to be the Qibla, but that we might distinguish him who follows the messenger from him who turns upon his heels. And this change of Qibla is indeed a hard test, except for those whom Allah has guided aright. It was not Allah's purpose that your faith and your worship should go in vain. Surely Allah is compassionate and ever merciful to the people. Verily, we have seen the turning of your attention, O Prophet, repeatedly towards heaven. We will certainly give you possession of the Qibla of your liking. So turn your attention in the direction of Masjid al-Haram. And wherever you be, turn your attentions in the direction of it. And surely those scholars who have been given the scripture know for certain that this change of Qibla is a true commandment proceeding from their Lord. And as for the disbelievers, Allah is not at all unmindful as to what they do. And even if you should bring to those who went astray, and who have been given the scripture before you, all kinds of signs together, they would not follow your Qibla, nor would you be the follower of their Qibla, nor would some of them be the follower of one another's Qibla. And if you, O reader, should follow their low desires after all this knowledge that has come to you, then indeed you would be of the unjust. Those of the righteous to whom we have given the book recognize him as they recognize their own sons. But some of them do conceal the truth, even though they know it. It is the truth from your Lord, so do not be of those who doubt and so waver. And everyone has an ideal for which he bears up. So your ideal should be to vie one with another in doing all moral and physical good deeds. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you all together. Allah indeed is the possessor of full power to do all that he will. And from wherever you, O Prophet, may go forth, keep your attention fixed in the direction of Masjid al-Haram, for that indeed is the true commandment proceeding from your Lord, and Allah is not at all unaware of what you do. And from wherever you come forth for saying your prayer, turn your attention in the direction of Masjid al-Haram. And wherever you may be, O Muslims, turn your faces in the direction of it, that people may have no excuse against you, except such of those as are unjust. Then do not fear them as they follow the wrong course, but you need only stand in awe of me. And this command has been given to you that I may perfect my blessings upon you, and that you may attain your goal. Just as the Kaaba is a means to your guidance, so we have sent to you a great messenger from among yourselves, who recites to you our messages, and purifies you, and teaches you the book and the wisdom, and teaches you what you did not know. So glorify me, and I will grant you eminence, and be thankful to me, and be not ungrateful to me for my favors to you. O you who believe, seek God's help with perfect patience and prayer, for surely Allah is with the patiently persevering. And do not count as dead those who are killed in the cause of Allah. Rather, they are living, only you perceive not their life. And we will certainly reward you after disciplining you with something after fear and hunger and some loss of substance and of lives and with fruits of your toils. Give good tidings to the patiently persevering, who when a calamity befalls them say, surely we belong to Allah, and to Him of course we return. It is they upon whom descend the benedictions from their Lord and His mercy, and it is they who are guided aright. The Safa and the Marwa, the two eminences near Kaaba, are certainly two of the symbols of Allah. So he who is on pilgrimage to the house or performs Umrah, there is no blame on him to perform Tawaf, to run between the two eminences. And he who remains thoroughly dutiful and chooses to do good deeds spontaneously, then surely he will find Allah is appreciative and rewards every good deed done. Surely Allah is all-knowing. Verily, those who conceal the clear evidences and the guidance which we have revealed, after we have explained them to the people in this book, these it is whom Allah deprives of His mercy, and also disapprove all those who can disapprove. Accept such of them as repent and mend themselves, and declare clearly the truth which they used to hide. It is they to whom I shall turn with mercy, for I am the oft-returning with compassion and the ever-merciful. But those who persist in disbelief and die while they are disbelievers, these are the ones upon whom will be the disapproval of Allah and of the angels and of people, in short, of all of them. They shall remain in this state for long. Their punishment shall not be reduced for them, and no respite shall be given to them. And your God is one God. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the sequence of the night and the day, and in the ships that sail in the ocean carrying the things which are useful to the people, and in the water which Allah sends down from the clouds, with which He brings the dead earth into life, and in all sorts of crawling animals which He has spread all over it, and in the turning about of the winds, and in the clouds subjected to His law between the heavens and the earth, there are indeed signs for a people who use their understanding. In spite of all these evidences in support of the unity of God, there are some people who take to themselves compeers as opposed to Allah. They love them as they should love Allah. But those who believe are stauncher in their love for Allah. And if only those who committed this wrong could but see the time when they shall see the punishment, they would realize that the complete power only belongs to Allah, and that Allah is severe at inflicting the punishment. At that time, when those who were followed shall disown and sever themselves from their followers, and they shall see the punishment with their own eyes, and all their ties and means shall be cut asunder. And at that time, the followers shall say, if we could only return to the life of the world, we would disown them and sever ourselves from them, as they disowned and severed themselves from us. Thus Allah will make them regret their deeds, and they shall never of themselves get out of the fire. O people, eat what is lawful and pure of the produces of the earth, and follow not the footsteps of Satan, for he is your enemy, severing you from Allah. He, Satan, only bids you to indulge in evil and to do things foul and obscene, and that you say against Allah things you do not know. And when it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed. They say, we would rather follow such things as we found our forefathers doing and believing. Would they do so even though their forefathers could not refrain from evil, nor could they achieve their goal? The case of one that calls those who refuse to obey the commandments of God is like the case of one who shouts to one, an animal, who hears nothing but a mere call and a cry. They are deaf, dumb, and blind. Moreover, they do not use their reason. O you who believe, eat of the good and pure things we have provided you with, and render thanks to Allah, if it is He alone whom you really worship. He has forbidden you only to eat carrion, that which dies of itself, the blood, the flesh of swine, and that over the sacrifice of which the name of someone other than Allah has been invoked. Yet he who is constrained without desiring them, nor going beyond the limits of bare necessity, incurs no sin. Surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Surely those who hide any part of the teaching which Allah has revealed in this perfect book, and take a paltry price for it, it is these who feed their bellies with nothing but fire. And Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He treat them as pure, and there awaits them a grievous punishment. It is these who have preferred error to guidance, and punishment to protection. The onlookers of these sufferers will say, how very enduring they are at the punishment of the fire. That punishment is because whereas Allah caused the perfect book to be revealed to suit all the requirements of truth and wisdom, they have rejected it outright. Surely those who dissented from the perfect book have indeed gone far astray in enmity of the truth and in obstinacy. It is not the sole virtue that you turn your faces to the east or the west, but true virtue is theirs who believe in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, and in the prophets, and who give away their wealth and substance out of love for Him to the near of kin, the orphans, the needy, the wayfarer, and to those who ask, and in ransoming the slaves, and who observe the prayer, who go on presenting the zakat, and those who always fulfill their pledges and agreements when they have made one, and those who are patiently persevering in adversity and distress, and steadfast in times of war. It is these who have proved themselves truthful, and it is these who are strictly guarded against evil. O you who believe, equitable retaliation has been ordained for you in the matter of the slain. Everyone shall pay for his own crime, the free man murderer for the free man murdered, and the slave murderer for the slave murdered, and the female murderer for the female murdered. But as for him who has been granted any remission by his aggrieved brother or family, then pursuing of the matter shall be done with equity and fairness, and the payment of the blood money to him, the heir, should be made in a handsome manner. This is an alleviation from your Lord and a mercy. But he who exceeds the limits after this commandment, for him is a grievous punishment. O people of pure and clear wisdom, your very life lies in the law of equitable retaliation. You have been commanded so that you may enjoy security. It has been prescribed for you at the time of death to any one of you that if the dying person is leaving considerable wealth behind, to make a will to his parents and the near of kin to act with equity and fairness. This is an obligation incumbent upon those who guard against evil. He who alters it, after he has heard it, should know that it is those that alter it who shall bear the burden of sin. Allah indeed is all-hearing, all-knowing. If anyone apprehends that the testator is partial or follows a sinful course, there will be no blame on him provided he sets things right and so brings about reconciliation between them. Surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. O you who believe, you are bound to observe fasting as those before you were bound, so that you may guard against evil. You are required to fast for a prescribed number of days. But if any one of you is sick or is on a journey, he shall fast to make up the prescribed number in other days. And for those who are unable to fast is an expiation as thanksgiving, the feeding of a poor person daily for the days of fasting. And he who volunteers extra good will find that it is even better for him. And that you observe fasting is better for you, if you only knew. This lunar month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran started to be revealed as a guidance for the whole of people, with its clear evidences, providing comprehensive guidance and the discrimination between right and wrong. Therefore, he who shall witness the month should fast for full month during it, and he who is sick or is on a journey shall fast to make up the prescribed number in other days. Allah wishes facility for you and does not wish hardship for you. This facility is given to you that you may complete the number of required fasts, and you may extol the greatness of Allah for His having guided you, and that you may render thanks to Him. And when my servants ask you concerning me, tell them, I am nearby indeed. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he prays to me, so they should respond to my call and believe in me, so that they may proceed in the right way. It is made lawful for you on the night of the fast to approach and lie with your wives for sexual relationship. They are a sort of garment for you, and you are a sort of garment for them. Allah knows that you have been doing injustice to yourself by restricting conjugal relations with your wives even at night. So He turned to you with mercy and provided you relief. Now enjoy their company and seek what Allah has ordained for you. Eat and drink till the white streak of the dawn becomes distinct from the black streak. Then complete the fast till nightfall, and you shall not lie with them while you perform i'tikaf. These are the limits imposed by Allah, so do not approach these limits. Thus does Allah explain His commandments for people that they may become secure against evil. Do not appropriate one another's property with iniquity and by false means, nor seek to gain access thereby to the authorities so that you may appropriate a portion of other people's property by sinful means and bribery, and that too knowingly, that you have no right to do so. They ask you about the lunar months. Say, they are appointed periods of time for general convenience of people and for determining the time of pilgrimage. And it is no virtue that you come into the houses from the backs of them, but the true virtue is His who guards against evils. So instead of fostering superstitious habits, you should rather enter the houses from their proper doors and take Allah as a shield so that you may be successful. And fight in the cause of Allah those who fight and persecute you, but commit no aggression. Surely Allah does not love the aggressors. And slay them, the aggressors against whom fighting is made incumbent, when and where you get the better of them, in disciplinary way, and turn them out whence they have turned you out. Killing is bad, but lawlessness is even worse than carnage. But do not fight them in the precincts of Masjid al-Haram, unless they fight you therein. Should they attack you there, then slay them. This indeed is the recompense of such disbelievers. But if they desist from aggression, then behold, Allah is indeed great protector, ever merciful. And fight them until persecution is no more, and religion is freely professed for Allah. But if they desist from hostilities, then remember, there is no punishment except against the unjust who still persist in persecution. The violation of a sacred month may be retaliated in the sacred month, and for the violation of all sacred things, the law of retaliation is prescribed. Then he who transgresses against you, punish him for his transgression, to the extent he has transgressed against you. And take Allah as a shield, and know that Allah is with those who guard against evil. And spend in the cause of Allah, and do not cast yourselves into ruin with your own hands, and do good to others. And verily Allah loves the doers of good to others. Accomplish the Hajj and the Umrah for the sake of Allah. But if you are kept back, then offer whatever sacrifice is easily available, and do not shave your heads as is prescribed for the pilgrims, till the offering reaches its destination in time or place. And whosoever of you is sick and has an ailment in his head necessitating shaving before time, then he should make an expiation, either by fasting or almsgiving or by making a sacrifice. When you are in peaceful and healthy conditions, then he who would avail himself of the Umrah, together with the Hajj, should make whatever offering is easily available, and whosoever finds none for an offering should fast for 3 days during the days of the pilgrimage and for 7 days when he returns home. These are 10 complete days of fasting in all. This is for him whose family does not reside near the Masjid al-Haram. Take Allah as a shield and know that Allah is severe in retribution if you neglect your duties. The month of performing the Hajj are well known. So whoever undertakes to perform the Hajj in them should remember that there is to be no obscenity, nor abusing, nor any wrangling during the time of Hajj. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And take provisions for yourselves. Surely the good of taking provision is guarding yourself against the evil of committing sin and begging. Take me alone as your shield, O people of pure and clear wisdom. There is no blame on you that you seek munificence from your Lord by trading during the time of Hajj. When you pour forth in large numbers from Arafat, then glorify Allah with still more praises near Mash'ar al-Haram, the holy mosque in Muzdalifah, and remember him with gratitude as he has guided you, though formerly you were certainly amongst the astray. And then proceed to return from Arafat, from where the people proceed to come back, and seek Allah's protection. Verily Allah is all protector, ever merciful. When you have completed the rites of devotion of the Hajj prescribed for you, remember Allah with praises as your lauding of your parents, or yet more earnest devout lauding. Now there are some of the people who say, Our Lord, grant us all things in this very world, and there is no share for such in the hereafter. And there are others among them who say, Our Lord, grant us good in this world as well as good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of the fire. It is they for whom there is a very large portion of the reward of what good deeds they have accomplished, and Allah is quick at reckoning. Remember Allah at Mina with his praises during these days appointed for this purpose. However, if anyone hastens to leave the valley of Mina after 2 days, there is no sin for him, and if anyone stays behind, it is no sin for him either. This direction is for him who guards against evil under all circumstances. So take Allah as a shield, and know that you shall all be brought together before him. Of the people there is he whose talk about the present life pleases you, and he calls Allah to witness as to that sincerity which is in his heart. And yet he is of the most contentious of all the adversaries. And when he is in authority, he runs about in the land, striving to create chaos and lawlessness in it, and to destroy the tillage and the stock. But Allah does not love disorder. When it is said to him, "Take Allah as a shield," vain pride holds him to sin. Jahannam shall suffice him as a reward, and how evil a resort it is. Of the people, there is he who sacrifices his very life seeking the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is very kind and compassionate toward such of his servants. O you who believe, enter into the fold of those showing complete submission to Allah, all of you, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Verily, he is your enemy, severing you from Allah. But if you slip off, even after the clear proofs that have come to you, then bear in mind that Allah is Almighty, All Wise. If the people do not believe even now, they look for nothing but that Allah should come to them with the threatened punishment in the shadows of the clouds as well as the angels to execute his orders, and the matter be settled. And to Allah are returned all matters for decisions. Ask the children of Israel, how many a clear sign did we give them? And whoever changes the favor of Allah after it has come to him with every convincing proof, and so makes himself deserving of punishment, he will find that Allah is surely severe in retribution. Decked out fair is this present life to make it appear attractive to those who disbelieve, and they hold those who believe in condemnation. But those who guard against evil shall be placed above them on the day of resurrection. And Allah provides his gifts for whom he will without reckoning and measure. Humankind were once a single community, but they differed. So Allah raised his prophets as bearers of good tidings and as warners. And with them he revealed the scriptures containing the truth, that he might judge between various people concerning all their mutual differences. But none differed therein except the very astray to whom it, the scripture, had been given. And they differed only after clear proofs had come to them, out of spite against one another. Now Allah guided those who believed by his leave to the truth, concerning which they, the disbelievers, had differed. And Allah guides whosoever wishes to be guided to the right and straight path. Do you think that you will enter paradise while there has not yet come upon you the like of that which befell those who passed away before you? Distress and afflictions befell them, and they were made to suffer the violent tremors, so that the messenger and those who believed along with him spoke out, "When will come the help of Allah?" Then they were told, "Behold, surely the help of Allah is always nearby." They question you as to what they should spend to seek the pleasure of Allah. Say, whatever of good and abundant wealth you spend should be for parents and near of kin, and the orphans and the needy, and the wayfarer. And whatever good you do, surely Allah knows it fully well. Fighting has been ordained for you, though it is hard for you. But it may be that a thing is hard upon you, though it is really good for you. And it may be that you love a thing while it is bad for you. Allah knows all things while you do not know. They ask you with regard to fighting in the sacred month. Say, fighting in it is a grave offense. But to bar people from Allah's cause and disbelief in him, and to hinder people from the holy mosque, and to turn out its people therefrom, is still grave in the sight of Allah, and persecution is all the more grave an offense than killing. And they will not cease to fight you until they turn you back from your faith if they can. And whoso from amongst you turns back from his faith and dies while he is a disbeliever, it is they then whose deeds go in vain in this world and the hereafter. And it is they who are the fellows of the fire, and therein shall abide for long. Verily, as to those who believe, and those who emigrated and struggled hard in the cause of Allah, it is they who do rightly hope for Allah's mercy, and Allah is great protector, ever merciful. They ask you concerning intoxicants and games of chance. Say, in both of them is a great sin, and both are harmful too. And they have some uses for people, but the sin inherent in them is even more serious than their usefulness. They ask you how much they should spend in the way of Allah. Say, the surplus, what you can spare after spending on your basic requirements. Thus does Allah make clear His commandments, so that you may reflect upon this world and the hereafter. And they ask you concerning the orphans. Say, to set their affairs right, keeping in view the promotion of their welfare, is an act of great virtue. And if you intermix with them, they are after all your brethren. And Allah knows the wrongdoers from the right doers. And if Allah had so willed, He would certainly have made matters difficult for you. Verily, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. And marry not an idolatress until she believes, while a believing maid is certainly better than an idolatress, even though she may highly please you. And do not give believing women in marriage to idolaters until they believe. And a believing slave is better than a free idolater, even though he may highly please you. It is they who invite to the fire, but Allah calls to the paradise and to the protection by His command. He makes His messages clear for the people so that they may take heed. They ask you about having conjugal relations during menstruation. Say, it is harmful and a pollution, so keep aloof from women during menstruation, and do not approach them for sexual relation until they are thoroughly cleansed. But when they have fully cleaned themselves, you may come to them as Allah has ordained you. Verily, Allah loves those who frequently turn to Him with repentance, and He loves the strivers to purification of themselves. Your wives are as a tilth to produce and rear children for you. So come to your tilth when and how you like, and send forward some good for yourselves, and take Allah as a shield, and know that you shall meet Him and give good tidings to the believers. And make not Allah an excuse through your oaths, that you may thereby abstain from doing good, and from becoming secure against evil, and from setting the affairs right, and from making peace between various people. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah will not call you to account for what is vain and unintentional in your oaths, but He calls you to account for what your minds resolve and accomplish by intentional swearing. And Allah is great protector against faults, highly forbearing. Those who vow to abstain from their wives, the maximum period of waiting for them is 4 months, after which divorce becomes inevitable. Then if they are reconciled within 4 months and revert to their normal relations, then surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. But if they have resolved on divorce, then they should know that surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. And the divorced women must keep themselves waiting for 3 monthly courses as iddat, and it is not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs, if indeed they believe in Allah and the last day. And their husbands have a better right to take them back in the meanwhile, provided they desire and mean reconciliation. And women have their rights similar to those of men, and their obligations in an equitable and just manner. Yet men have a place above them, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. such a revocable divorce may be pronounced twice. Then, after the second pronouncement, there should be either retaining the wife with honor and fairness, or letting her leave with goodness. And it is not lawful for you to take back anything of what you have given them. However, if both the husband and the wife fear that they cannot abide by the injunctions of Allah, and if you, the Muslim community, also fear that they cannot observe the limits prescribed by Allah, then there is no blame on either of them in what she gives up to redeem herself as khula. These are the injunctions of Allah. Therefore, do not violate them. And whoso violates the injunctions of Allah, it is they who are really the wrongdoers. But if he divorces her for the third time, then she is not lawful for him after that, until she has married another husband. Now if he, the second husband, also divorces her of his own accord, then there is no blame on them, the former husband and wife, to return to each other by remarriage, provided they are sure that they will be able to abide by the injunctions of Allah. These are the injunctions of Allah. He makes them clear to the people who would know. And when you divorce your women, a revocable divorce, and they approach the end of their iddat, the prescribed period of waiting after divorce, then either retain them in an equitable manner or send them away, freeing them in an equitable manner. And do not retain them wrongfully, that you may exceed the proper limits and do them harm and maltreat them. And whosoever does that, he has indeed done wrong and injustice to himself. Do not take Allah's commandments in a light way, and remember Allah's favor upon you and what he has revealed to you of the book and the wisdom, wherewith he exhorts you, and take Allah as a shield, and know that Allah has perfect knowledge of everything. When some of you divorce their women for the first or the second time, and they approach the end of the prescribed period of waiting, then do not prevent them from remarrying their former husbands when they have agreed between themselves to an equitable and decent contract. This is an exhortation for those among you who believe in Allah in the last day. This is more blissful for you and pure, and Allah knows while you do not know. The mothers shall give suck to their children for 2 full years. This instruction is for him who desires to complete the period of suckling. And it is incumbent on the man to whom the child is born to provide them, the mothers, the usual maintenance and their clothing for this period, equitably and according to usage. No soul is charged with a duty except to its capacity. Neither shall a mother be made to suffer on account of her love for her child, nor shall he to whom the child is born be made to suffer on account of his child. The father's heir has a like duty. However, if mother and father both desire weaning by mutual consent and consultation, then there is no blame on either of them. And if you desire to provide a wet nurse for your children, there is no blame on you, provided you hand over what you have agreed to pay equitably and in accordance with popular usage. And keep your duty to Allah, and know that Allah is seer of what you do. Those of you who die and leave wives behind, these wives should keep themselves in waiting for 4 months and 10 days. So when they reach the end of their prescribed term of waiting, then there is no blame on you for what they do with regard to themselves about their remarriage in an equitable manner. And Allah is fully aware of what you do. There is no blame on you respecting that which you speak indirectly regarding a proposal of marriage to these widowed women in their period of waiting, or whether you keep it, the proposal, hidden in your minds. Allah knows that you will think of them in this connection, yet make no agreement or promises with them secretly, except that you say a decent word. And confirm not the marriage tie until the prescribed period of waiting reaches its end, and know that Allah knows what is in your minds. Therefore, beware of him, and know that Allah is indeed a great protector against faults, highly forbearing. There is no blame on you if you divorce women while you have not touched them, and you have not yet settled for them any marriage portion. But provide for them the affluent man according to his means, and the one in straitened circumstances according to his means, a provision in an equitable manner and in accordance with popular usage. This is an obligation on the doers of good to others. But if you divorce them before you have touched them, while you have already settled for them a marriage portion, then half of what you have settled is due to them, unless they, the women, forego their full due or a portion of it, or he, the husband, in whose hand is the tie of marriage, foregoes a portion or the full half, which he is entitled to deduct, and thus pays the whole dowry money. And that you, husband, forego and pay the whole dowry money is nearer to becoming secure against evil. And do not neglect to do good to one another. Verily Allah sees well what you do. Be watchful over the prayers, especially the middle and most excellent prayer. And do stand up before Allah truly obedient. And if you apprehend any danger, then say your prayer on foot or mounted, but when you are secure, then remember Allah in the manner he taught you, and which manner you did not know before. And those of you who die and leave wives behind, there is a binding injunction of God for their wives for a year's maintenance, without being turned out of their homes. But if they go out of their own accord during this period, there is no blame on you with regard to what they do about themselves in an equitable and decent manner. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. And for the divorced women, also a provision should be made in a fair and equitable manner. This is an obligation binding on those who guard against evil and have regard for duty. Thus does Allah make his commandments clear to you so that you may abstain from evil. Have you not considered the case of those Israelites who in their exodus fled from their homes in Egypt with Moses, and they were a congregation of thousands for fear of death? Then Allah said to them, "Die," with the result that this generation perished while wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Then from the next generation he revived them and made them inherit the promised land. Allah is munificent to people, but most of the people give him no thanks. And fight in the cause of Allah, and know that Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Who is there that performs for Allah an act of the noblest virtue and cuts off a portion of his goodly gifts for Allah, so he multiplies it to him manifold? And Allah receives the sacrifices and amplifies, and to him you shall be made to return to get the amplified reward of your deeds. Have you not considered the case of the chiefs of the children of Israel who lived after the time of Moses, when they said to a prophet of theirs, "Appoint for us a controlling authority, that we may fight in the cause of Allah"? He said, "Is it not likely that if fighting is prescribed for you, you will not fight?" They said, "And what reason have we that we should not fight in the cause of Allah? And we have been indeed driven forth from our homes and parted from our children." Yet when fighting was prescribed for them, they backed out, except a few of them. And Allah knows the unjust well. And their prophet of God said to them, "Verily Allah has appointed Talut to be a controlling authority over you." They said, "How can he have sovereignty over us, whereas we are better entitled to sovereignty than he, and he has not been given abundance of wealth?" He, their prophet of God, replied, "Surely Allah has chosen him above you, and he has given him a vast deal of knowledge and of bodily strength. And Allah gives his sovereignty to whom he wills, for Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. And their prophet of God said to them, the sign of his sovereignty is indeed that there shall come to you in his reign the tabut, the heart, in which there will be shakina, tranquility, from your Lord, and legacy of good left by the followers of Moses and the followers of Aaron, the angels bearing it. Verily there is a sign for you in that, when you are true believers. So when Talut marched out with the forces, he said, verily Allah is going to test you by the ordeal of a stream. Whosoever drinks of it, he will not then belong to me. And whoso does not taste it, he shall certainly belong to me, excepting him who takes only a handful of water with his hand. But they drank of it except a few of them, so that when he had crossed it, and those who believed along with him, they said, we have no power today against Jalut, the assailant, the Goliath, and his forces. But those who held it as certain that they one day were going to meet Allah said, how often a small company has triumphed over a numerous host by the leave of Allah. And Allah is with the patiently persevering. And when they confronted Jalut and his forces, they said, our Lord, grant us perseverance and keep our footholds firm and help us against the disbelieving people. At last, they routed them by the leave of Allah, and David killed Jalut. And Allah gave him the sovereignty and the wisdom and taught him of what he pleased. And had it not been for Allah repelling the people, some of them by the others, the earth would have been in a state of disorder. But Allah is full of grace to the worlds. These are the messages of Allah. We recite them to you with the truth, and you are indeed one of the messengers. We have made these messengers excel one another. There are those of them to whom Allah has spoken much, and some of them he has exalted by many degrees of rank. And we gave Jesus, son of Mary, clear arguments, and we supported him with the blessed word of God. Had Allah so willed, people who came after them would not have fought one another, particularly after clear arguments had come to them. But as it was, they differed one from another, so that some of them believed while others disbelieved. Had Allah so willed, they would not have fought one another. Yet Allah does whatever he intends. O you who believe, spend for the cause of Allah out of that which we have provided you with, before there comes the day wherein there shall be no buying and selling, nor friendship, nor intercession. Those who refuse to obey this commandment are the real wrongdoers. Allah, there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He, the ever-living, self-subsisting, and all-sustaining. Slumber overtakes Him not, nor sleep. Whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever is in the earth belongs to Him. Who is there that will intercede with Him, save by His leave? He knows their future and their past, and they encompass nothing of His knowledge, of the things except of such things as He Himself pleases to tell. His knowledge and rule extends over the heavens and the earth, and the care of them both tires Him not. He is the supreme, the great. There is no compulsion of any sort in religion, as the right way does stand obviously distinguished from the way of error. Now he that shall reject the transgressor and accepts Allah, let such know that he has laid hold of a support firm and strong, which knows no breaking. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah is the patron of those who believe. He brings them out of different kinds of darkness, leading them into light. As for those who disbelieve, their patrons are the transgressors. They bring them out of light and lead them into every kind of darkness. It is these who are the fellows of the fire. Therein shall they live for long. Have you not considered the case of him who controversed with Abraham concerning his Lord, because Allah had given him kingdom? When Abraham said, My Lord is he who fertilizes the earth and causes desolation. He replied, I do bring about fertility and cause desolation. Abraham said, Allah surely makes the sun rise from the east, so you should make it rise from the west. Thereupon, the one who had rejected the faith was completely confounded. Indeed, Allah does not guide the unjust people. Or consider the case of him who passed by a town, and it had fallen in upon its roofs. He said, When will Allah restore this town to life after its destruction? So in his vision, Allah kept him in a state of death for 100 years. Then he raised him to life. Then Allah said, How long have you stayed in this state of death? He replied, I may have stayed a day or a part of a day. God said, Yes, this too is correct, but as you have witnessed in your vision, you have stayed for 100 years. Now look at your food and drink. They have escaped the action of time. And look at your donkey too. Years have not passed over it. And we have made you visualize all of this that we may make you a sign to the people. And look at the dead bones, how we set them together and then clothe them with flesh. Thus, when the fact of the matter became clear to him, he said, I know that Allah is the possessor of full power to do all that he will. And recall the time when Abraham said, My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. The Lord said, Do you not believe that I can? He said, Yes, I do, but I ask this that my mind may be at peace. The Lord said, Take 4 birds and make them attached to you. Then put them each on a separate hill. Then call them. They will come to you swiftly. And know that Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. The attribute of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is like the attribute of a grain of corn which sprouts 7 ears, each ear bearing 100 grains. And Allah multiplies further for whomsoever he pleases. For Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah then follow not up what they have spent with a show of obligation, nor with injury. They shall have their reward with their Lord. They shall have no cause of fear, nor shall they ever grieve. A fair word and forbearance are better than charity followed by injury. Indeed, Allah is self-sufficient, having no want, ever forbearing. O you who believe, do not render void your charities by a show of obligation and injury, like him who spends his wealth to be seen by people and does not believe in Allah in the last day. So his case is like the case of a smooth rock with some soil thereon. When heavy rain hits it, leaves it bare and hard. They shall not be able to gain anything of what they accomplished. And Allah does not guide such disbelieving people to the way of success. But the case of charity on the part of those who spend their wealth seeking the good pleasure of Allah and for their own consolidation and with firm faith is like the case of a garden situated on a highly fertile land. It is hit by heavy rain, so it yields its fruit manifold. But even if rain does not hit it, then a mere drizzle is sufficient for it, and Allah sees well what you do. Would any one of you wish that while he has a garden of date palm trees and vines served with running streams, he has therein each and every kind of fruit, while he is stricken by old age and has children who are yet feeble? A whirlwind carrying fire should smite it, so that it is all burnt up? No, not at all. Thus does Allah explain to you his messages, so that you may give thought. O you who believe, spend for the cause of Allah a portion of good and pure things that you have yourselves earned, and out of that which we have produced for you from the earth. Do not intend upon spending the bad and inferior. You would spend that bad and inferior for the cause of Allah, which you would not accept at all for yourselves unless you connive at it? And know that Allah is self-sufficient, ever praiseworthy. Satan threatens you with poverty and incites you to niggardliness. But Allah promises you forgiveness from himself and affluence. And Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. He grants wisdom to whomsoever he will. Indeed, he who is granted wisdom has been granted an ample good. And none would take heed except those endowed with pure and clear understanding. Whatever things worthy to be spent, you spend, and whatever vow for the performance of non-obligatory act of goodness you take, Allah knows it well. As for wrongdoers, they shall have no helpers. If you give your alms openly, it is well and good in itself. But if you keep them secret and give them to the needy, it is better for your own selves, and he will thereby acquit you of some of your evil deeds. Allah is fully aware of what you do. You are not responsible for their guidance to the right path, but Allah guides him who wishes to be guided. Believers, whatever wealth you spend for the cause of Allah, it is to your own good, for you do not spend it but to seek the good pleasure of Allah. And whatever wealth you spend in doing good will be fully credited to you, and you shall not be treated unjustly. These charities are meant for those needy who are so confined in the way of Allah that they are unable to move about in the land for providing their sustenance. The person ignorant of their condition thinks them free from want because of their abstaining from begging. But you shall know them by their appearance that they are in need. They do not beg of people with importunity. And whatever good thing you spend for their help, Allah knows it surely well. Those who spend their wealth by night and by day for the cause of Allah, privately and publicly, have their reward with their Lord. They shall have no cause of fear, nor shall they ever grieve. Those who practice usury and interest, their condition is such as they will not be able to stand, except like the standing of one who has lost his reason under the influence of Satan. That is so because they say, trade is just like usury and interest, whereas Allah has made trade lawful and made interest unlawful. Then whosoever has received this admonition from his Lord and keeps away from usury and interest, he may keep whatever interest he has taken in the past. His matter rests with Allah. As for those who revert to the practice of usury and interest, it is these who are the fellows of the fire. Therein shall they live for long. Allah annuls usury and interest and promotes charity. Allah does not love any persistent and confirmed disbeliever and an arch sinner. Verily, those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and regularly observe the prayer and go on presenting the zakat shall have their reward with their Lord. They shall have no cause of fear, nor shall they ever grieve. O you who believe, take Allah as a shield, and forego all outstanding gains from usury and interest if you are indeed believers. But if you do it not, then beware of war from Allah and His Messenger. But if you turn away from such an unlawful transaction, then you shall have your principal without interest back. Thus you shall neither deal unjustly nor be dealt with unjustly. If any debtor be in straitened circumstances, there shall be respite for him till his circumstances ease. But that if you remit the debt by way of charity for the sake of God, it is better for you, if you only knew. And guard yourself against the evil of the day when you shall be made to return to Allah. Then every soul shall be paid in full for what it has accomplished, and no injustice shall be done to them. O you who believe, when you transact a loan for a stipulated term, then write it down. Let a scribe write it in your presence in terms of equity and fairness. The scribe shall not refuse to write it down, since it is Allah who taught him to write. Write he must. And let him upon whom the liability dictate, and let him observe his duty to Allah, his Lord, nor should he depreciate anything what he owes from it. But if the person upon whom the liability is be of feeble mind, or is infirm, or he is incapable of dictating himself, then let someone who can watch his interests dictate in terms of equity and fairness. And call in to witness the transaction two male witnesses from amongst your men. But if there be not two males available, then let there be one male and two females, such as you approve as witnesses to bear witness, so that if either of the two women forget, then one may remind the other. And let the witnesses not refuse to give evidence whenever they are summoned, and never feel weary of writing it. Whether it the debt be small or large, along with the time of its payment being due. This way is more just in the sight of Allah, and ensures a more upright evidence, and is more likely to prevent your falling into doubts. So write it down, except you carry ready trade and transfer the merchandise from hand to hand. In that case, there shall be no blame on you that you do not write the transaction, yet have witnesses when you trade with one another. Let neither the scribe nor the witness be harmed. And if you do any such thing, then that indeed is disobedience on your part. Take Allah as a shield, with the result that Allah will grant you knowledge, for Allah has perfect knowledge of everything. And if you be on a journey and do not find a scribe, then let there be a pledge with possession of some article to secure your debt. If one of you entrust something to another, let him who is entrusted deliver his trust, and let him take Allah his Lord as a shield. Do not conceal the evidence, for whoso conceals it, his heart is certainly sinful. Allah is well aware of all that you do. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and whatever you reveal, that which is in your minds, or conceal it, Allah will call you to account according to it. Then he will protect whomsoever he will, and he will punish whomsoever he will. And Allah is possessor of full power to do all he will. The messenger believes in what has been revealed to him by his Lord, and so do the faithfuls. Everyone believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. And the faithful declare, "We make no distinction in believing between any of his messengers." They say, "Lord, we have heard your commandments, and we are obedient. Grant us your protection, our Lord, for to you is the returning." Allah charges no soul but to its capacity. It shall be paid for that which it has done of good, and against it who has incurred evil deliberately. Pray, "Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or if we make a mistake. Our Lord, lay not upon us the burden of disobedience as you laid upon those before us. Our Lord, charge us not with the responsibility which we have not the strength to bear. Therefore, overlook our faults, and grant us protection, and have mercy on us. You are our master. Therefore, help us against the disbelieving people.